You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers are getting ready for opening day, just like everybody else. A couple weeks left to go in spring training. A few injury issues here and there, so let's talk about that with Ken Gernick. I'm Allison Federer. Ken, let's talk Corey Seager a little bit. So he's got this oblique strain, seems to be lingering a bit, not getting a whole lot of playing time. So what's the update with him, and do you think he's still on track to start the season on time?
It's hard to tell. He hasn't played in a long time, and it's lingering, just like you said. So if you can tell me when it'll stop lingering, when it'll start playing, I'll tell you if he'll be ready for opening day. Right now, it's kind of a mystery. They're giving us no information other than it's getting better. But he hasn't played in 2 weeks, so must not be getting that much better. He's got 2.5 weeks to get ready for opening day.
So would he be able to, I mean, I don't know, there was like, he mentioned like maybe getting minor league at-bats. I mean, I guess he kind of maybe amplify things a little bit, like if he's you know, toward the end of spring training. I mean, there are still ways to get this done if he shows health-wise that he's able to. There are minor league at-bats to get and things like that. So I guess that's a little bit optimistic that he might be able to go that way.
Well, I guess it's a possibility. The only problem is, you know, swinging a bat usually is really bad for obliques. You know, I don't know how he'll be able to catch up, so to speak, because it's not like he's going to, you know, start taking 10 at-bats a game off an oblique injury. So it's, you know, I think that they've been downplaying it, but I think it's, you know, it's something to be concerned about because when obliques linger, and definitely when they recur, they're serious 4 to 6 week injuries. So, you know, they're dealing with something that has the potential of being a real problem. And I guess they're trying to be conservative, but there's no way to know when it'll heal.
Yeah, no doubt. With obliques, the one thing that you can't do is rush it. You have to stop all movement unless you just want to keep pulling at that muscle. So, okay, well, let's move on to Rich Hill, who's not really having a great spring. So I know we don't look too much at spring stats to judge someone, especially a veteran guy, especially someone who's locked into a long-term contract. But still, is it a little disconcerting that he seems to be walking a lot of guys, just doesn't seem to be in a rhythm?
Yeah, very disconcerting. He's had a history of not pitching well in spring, but he's also had a history of a lot of injuries. He says he's healthy, but he has really no fastball command, doesn't know where it's going. You know, he's got a few more starts left to work it out, but he hasn't made a whole lot of progress here this spring so far.
I was reading what you wrote about Brock Stewart, and right shoulder tendonitis, so they shut him down for about a week. But what's concerning to me is, like, he had a major increase in innings pitch from 2015 to 2016, so 101 to 149. So that, I guess, I don't know, that's not set off an alarm bell with me. You know, do you think that that could be an issue and that might have contributed to it, or do you think that, they feel pretty confident it's just going to be a week?
No, I think it's going to be longer than a week. He may not pitch again for them during the spring, you know, depending on how long it takes. But, yeah, he did have a big jump in innings, and, you know, that's why they're being so super cautious with Julio Urias. You know, he's younger and also had a jump in innings last year. And, you know, from all indications, Urias won't pitch for them in April, even though he's, you know, one of the top two or three starters on the club. For that very reason, they don't want a replay of that with their best young pitcher.
Yeah, no doubt. They have to be so careful this time of year, too. And so Ross Stripling, it seems like he's probably headed toward the bullpen. When I read about the Dodgers, like, I know that they have all this depth, but I also feel like, I mean, we've been doing these for a long time now, and there's always some kind of, you know, injury issues that have really plagued the rotation. So I would think that somebody like a guy like Ross Stripling probably has in the back of his mind that he's probably going to have an opportunity to start, even if it looks like his best chance, I guess, is in the bullpen at this point.
For sure, at this point it is, and maybe that's where he winds up. You know, I think that coming off, you know, history of Tommy John surgery, and from what they saw of him in the later innings, maybe they're just not that confident that you know, that he has the body to be a starting pitcher. He certainly is effective. He has the pitch mix, but then also right now they're deep in starters, and their relievers are questionable. So, you know, for the most part, they're sliding him in to where they need him the most, and where he would figure to have the best chance to make the major league team. He's not going to make this starting rotation. So if he's going to make this team, it's going to be in the bullpen.
Yeah. And then there's 6 months to get through, so anything can happen. Okay. Thank you for the updates, Ken. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.